gathered on a great battlefield to determine whether this administration or any administration so conceived can long endure. You know, everybody quotes Abraham Lincoln, and they have some very sound and wonderful quotes. But there's a story about Abraham Lincoln that has to do with my hometown. It took place right near my hometown in northern Illinois. But I've always thought it more appropriate, at least for experiences I've had recently, as something to keep in mind. In the Black Hawk Indian War, Abraham Lincoln was appointed a captain of militia. And one of his first assignments, he was taking his troop out across the field. He read the handbook and the manual and knew a little bit about the job, and then he came to a fence. There's nothing in the manual about how you march the troop over a fence. And I thought it was pretty good the way he figured it out. He said something is dismissed and fall in on the other side. If any of you thought that you've been hearing the mutter of heavy artillery from the south, that's only Zeke Horatio Humphrey in Fresno. All the sound of 155 and the power of the cherry bomb. You know, there's been a lot of talk that the... I've been getting a lot of advice in this last year up here, and I must say that a lot of the advice has reminded me of a story about a fellow that decided he needed to have a hobby or a sport, and he took up soccer, and he went to a veteran coach to teach him, and the soccer coach said, well, there are certain things that you have to learn and watch out for in a game. In the first place, he said, you want to watch out because they'll kick you in the shins, and he let him have it right in the shins. And then he says there's another thing you've got to be careful about, and that is when they give you the elbow and the ribs, and you let him have the elbow and the ribs. And the next thing he did is then watch him with that head butting. They're pretending they're going for the ball, and he's hitting with his head. And the fella gave up the game right then because he figured out, you're dead before you learn it. Well, I've had about 7.5 months of a so-called honeymoon, and a second honeymoon, a little briefer, that took place last November. And I don't mean to imply that I can now give advice, but I never cared much for soccer. Football was my game. And I'd rather refer back to an equally typical story of a sport that used to be told by Knud Rockne. He had an especially large squad turn out one year, and he decided that he knew some of them were going to fall to the wayside, and he might as well find out in the beginning who were going to stick around and who had the courage to stay with him. So he had a soccer ball, and he said, this isn't a football, but just to loosen up and kind of get acquainted, he said, I'm going to, half of you get on this side and half of you get on this side, I'm going to toss the ball out in the middle, and he said, the idea is for each side to try to kick it over the opposite goal. Now, of course, he said, you know, football is a game of courage. And he said, it may be necessary for you to kick a few pins. And he said, don't let that stop you. Just get in there. The will to win. And he said, now, and he looked down, and someone's stolen a soccer ball. And he says, where's the ball? He says, who took the ball? And there was a freshman standing in the front row, and he said, never mind the ball. When did he start kicking? Mean by that we're just necessarily going to kick everyone who disagrees up there on the other side of the aisle. I want you to know we start out with love and friendship and nonpartisanship in our hearts. It was just the other day that I referred to the speaker as seeming somewhat like a father. Meeting and will continue to do it. So, if you will forgive me some personal and nostalgic reminiscences, I'll get on with what I really am sure I have to do in the very question. A great many years ago, as a beginning actor in Hollywood, Even if there were shades of difference in the thinking of Republicans in office, still Republicans in office in a majority, meant that the basic principles for which the party stood had a far better chance of being implemented than they did if we went fishing or if we elected someone else of another party. Now, I'm not sure that as a freshman office holder, he was entrusted with the prestigious and responsible chairmanship of the campaign committee. His colleagues knew that their chances of serving again were improved by his taking that chairmanship, and they increased the chance of adding to their numbers. My friend belongs to the most